You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. This week we spoke to a musician who, like others, lost a lot of work when the pandemic hit. Performances were postponed or canceled altogether. Patrick Contreras, a Fresno violinist, started to offer front lawn concerts to make ends meet, and the idea has taken off. FM89's Laura Satsui spoke to Contreras about where the idea came from and how he performs safely. Contreras starts by explaining the origins behind a song he often plays called Tacos and Tijuana.
I don't have lyrics to my music, so I like to paint stories with my music. And this song is about a trip with my guy friends and our first band experience. We go to San Diego, we play this venue. It's like a five-hour gig. We get paid probably all of $75, but to us, we had made it. You know, we're 19-year-old guys and we're starving. We're like, I got to eat, I'm so hungry, but we can't get in anywhere because we're not 21. And I was like, oh, come on, guys. We didn't come all the way to San Diego to eat Denny's. We can do that in Fresno. I got a better idea. Let's go to Tijuana and get some tacos. And they're like, what? Dude, it's 2 a.m. And I'm like, what better time to get tacos than Tijuana? 2 a.m. Let's go, you know? So I'm painting this journey of going through Tijuana in the middle of the night, poor guys in a taxi. And then we get off and eat the best tacos of our lives. And that's what the song's about. I've been throwing it as an encore in a lot of my sets because it's my own music and I want people to know what I sound like. And oh my gosh, it's so funny. Because I play the song and I'm telling the story as I play the song. I'm not just saying that because it's my song, but like it's funny because it shakes down people's, that breaks down people's wall. People are laughing because everybody can relate in some way or another. If they haven't gone to Tijuana, you know, someone at some other time in life has done something crazy late at night, and I've played it for every demographic and people get a kick out of it. It's fun. It all kind of came like in an avalanche. I got these, the emails started trickling in. Hey, you know, I apologize. We're going to have to cancel this year or we're going to cancel. Then it just turned into a flood of cancellations over a period, I'd say, of a week and a half, 2 weeks. Everybody kind of just had to cancel, and you can't get upset. That's what has to be done. So I wasn't upset at them or anything. It was more of a shock of, oh, you're seeing all your work disappear. And so I kind of had to figure out something and be creative. A light bulb came on because I do these little portable shows for senior facilities and also for like the fairs. A lot of fairs hire me, from Oregon State Fair to Orange County Fair. And this skill that I've kind of developed through the fairs, I thought to myself, you know what? It's a perfect time to do this now. I can come right to people's front door. I put on my notes. I require a 15-foot distance. Yeah, I can come to your driveway. I go to the sidewalk. And I perform for people, and it's absolutely revolutionized my career in the sense that my social media, for one, has jumped up 3,000 or 4,000 likes on both my Instagram and Facebook individually. And my name's out there more than it ever had. And the demand has been crazy. Just handling all of it, I had to hire a helper just to full-time answer all the booking requests. It really blew up. Just turned into a whole big thing, you know, people who are stuck inside, maybe they haven't seen their parents in months, grandparents in months, and they want to do something nice. So they come and sit in their car. I play in the front yard for the grandparent. The grandparent might just come sit on the porch, and it's something. So it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of people just wanting some music. Everything above. There has not been one singular thing experience other than when it's, say, Mother's Day or Father's Day. They specifically want something. But other than that, no, it's been quite a mix. And there's this quote that always stuck with me, where words fail, music speaks. And music is a soother. And I, since I'm playing for everybody, you know, I always make this joke with my wife. I'm playing from the hood to the Woodbury Park hood to the east side hood, the west side hood, the south side hood, central, everywhere. There's not one type of person that I'm playing for. And everybody wants music and everybody needs music. And my hope is when I play that people are having fun, but I also want to soothe people. There's a lot of upset and angry and just frustration on all sorts of different walks of life. And I hope that no matter what or where they stand on things, that my music can be just something to soothe a little bit, soothe the soul.